We're now at 3,159 meters, on a crest which leads to the peak of Pizzo di Valambrina. The views here are 360 degrees with the Dosegu Glacier and the Pizzo Tresero Peak to the north, Punta San Matteo to the south, Upper Val del Monte on the Trentino side, while the Gavia Valley descending to Valferva is visible to the west. Along the crest you walked along to the peak, you passed a number of lines of barbed wire and Italian-built positions and ruins, while on the peak of Pizzo di Valambrina you can see a rifle position built in dry stone wall and in an excellent state of conservation. Despite the altitude and exposure to the wind, this position was stably guarded by the Italians because from here they could control the crest of Punta San Matteo and dominate the slopes which led from Val del Monte to Peggio. In this area the lines of the two armies were very close together. Captain Agno Bertis tells of a special meeting between enemies near Punta San Matteo on Christmas night 1917. On the night of Christmas 1917 on the San Matteo peak, a young Kaiserschützer from the 21st Alpine Guide Company was on watch when he first heard and then saw a column of porters from Passo Gavia climbing up the Dosegu Glacier on its way to the Italian Tresero positions, having lost its way in the darkness and deep snow and moved up to the crest which leads to the San Matteo peak. The soldier immediately sounded the alarm. Soon the guard post commander arrived and realized what was happening. That it was an Italian attack was out of the question, as the column of men were chatting to each other, taking no precautions, and were loaded up with supplies. Just a few dozen meters away the commander shouted out to the Italians, "Tonight is Christmas night and we won't shoot. Turn back."